This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, presented vastly different views Monday about the cause of the historic, destructive wildfires in the western United States, which have killed at least 35 people. In California, President Trump, brushing aside concerns about climate change as a catalyst for the increasing number and intensity of such fires, reiterated his call for western states to practice better forest management. The president also predicted that the climate, in his words, will start getting cooler. He continued, "Just watch. I don't think science knows, actually." Mr. Trump has stayed mostly silent about the widespread devastation in the three solidly Democratic states, California, Oregon, and Washington, where more than a million hectares of land has burned. Meanwhile, in Delaware, Mr. Biden said Trump's climate change denial did not cause the fires, but if Mr. Trump wins his second term, he said, and this is a quote, "these hellish events will continue to become more common, more devastating, and more deadly." Smoke and flames have combined to envelop the cities of San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland with some of the worst air quality in the world. Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes to escape the blazes. Hurricane Sally has strengthened into a Category 2 storm, and there's a chance it will make landfall in southeastern Louisiana, a state still recovering in the aftermath of Hurricane Laura. The National Hurricane Center says the storm could intensify further before it makes landfall and reached the Gulf Coast on Tuesday as a Category 3, with wind speeds as high as 178 kilometers per hour. In an unusually busy hurricane season, Sally is one of five storms lined up as if on a conveyor belt across the Atlantic. This is VOA News. The Trump administration on Monday said it will block U.S. imports of cotton, clothing, and other products from five specific entities in western China's Xinjiang region. The Department of Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary Kenneth Cuccinelli said the move is aimed at combating China's use of forced labor by detained Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. The commander in charge of the U.S. military's nuclear arsenal has warned that increasing China's nuclear stockpile is next on Beijing's to-do list. Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon Monday, U.S. Strategic Command Chief Admiral Charles Richards said the United States has no margin of error left to start recapitalizing its nuclear force. He said China has a proven record of steadily building its military and noted that Beijing has built more than 250 ships for the country's newly established Coast Guard in just the last 7 years. Earlier this month, the Pentagon's report predicted that Beijing will at least double the size of its nuclear warhead stockpile over the next decade. There was no response from the Chinese government. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Monday the Trump administration would review a bid this week by Oracle Corporation to buy the Chinese-owned short video app TikTok to make it a U.S.-headquartered company. Mnuchin told CNBC that the U.S. government has a lot of confidence in both Microsoft and Oracle, the two firms TikTok had been considering selling to. But after ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, chose Oracle, Mnuchin said, "We'll be reviewing it with their technical teams and our technical teams to see if they can make the representations to keep data on American phones safe." In separate executive orders issued in August, U.S. President Donald Trump prohibited American individuals or companies from doing business with ByteDance after September 20th and ordered ByteDance to divest its U.S. assets by mid-November. A new U.S. public survey has found that two-thirds of supporters of President Trump strongly or somewhat support his deal with the Islamist Taliban to extricate the United States from the 19-year war in Afghanistan. Nearly 60% of supporters of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden also favor the landmark U.S. agreement with the Afghan insurgent group. That's according to a poll conducted by New York-based Eurasia Group Foundation. The deal signed in February 2020 commits all U.S. troops to leave the South Asian country within 14 months, ending what has become America's longest war. More than 2,400 U.S. soldiers have lost their lives and more than 20,000 have been wounded in the war in Afghanistan, and it has cost Washington to nearly $1 trillion. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.